Welcome to Beside the Still Waters by Pastor Sammy Jechi. My dear friend, the Word of God.
Hallelujah. Oh, let's give the glory to God and give Him all the adoration. He deserves it. Hallelujah. Our God is a good God, and He deserves all this praise. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to turn to somebody and tell him he deserves it. Amen. Please be seated in the presence of Almighty God. We are trying to catch up, and I know that we will be there. Amen. This is to make everybody conscious of the fact that there is a day called Holy Friday. Amen. Where we celebrate the death of Christ. Amen. The Passion narrative begins from the triumphal entry, and it comes through the night of betrayal, and it also runs through the day of crucifixion, and it goes through to the end where there is ascension. So it begins from the entry, triumphal entry, and it ends at ascension. So now we are on the day of the crucifixion. Hallelujah. And the story must be told as if you will be or you are listening to the scriptures. They were just running through, you know, the narrative concerning the crucifixion. And I believe that God is bringing us to that place. You see, Christendom, especially Neo-Pentecostals, should be able to locate that particular time and to celebrate it. So all we are doing is an attempt to locate specific dates and celebrate it the way they ought to be celebrated. Amen. The Passion narrative, you know, began from the triumphal entry, and we are running through. At this time, we are trying to get ourselves into crucifixion. And it's very important. On crucifixion day, we don't sing celebrate Jesus, celebrate. On crucifixion day, we don't sing Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. We don't sing that. On crucifixion day, we remind ourselves of what Christ did on the cross. The brutal death, the brutal crucifixion that He went through. This is what we are reminding ourselves of. So when we gather, the focus is on crucifixion. The focus is on the death of Christ. The focus is to understand the purpose of the death of Christ. And I love the scripture that our brother read. It said, it is finished. Hallelujah. And if it is finished, it is finished. Hallelujah. Another scripture which I'll run through very soon talk about the fact that when Jesus hung on the cross and He gave up the ghost, the curtain was torn into two. Hallelujah. Why? Because the work on the cross was finished. Amen. And so when we meet, we must, song ministers, you must know how to locate your songs to fit into the day you are ministering. You don't just pick any song and sing. The songs must fit into the occasion and to run us through. Is somebody here with me? Because the day is the day that all Christians, do you know that traditionally we're not supposed to eat until the evening. Yes. Traditionally, it's a day that we remind ourselves of that death. Amen. But I know you have eaten. Amen. Me, myself, have eaten. So no problem. Amen. Are you hearing me? So that is how it is. And we are going to remind ourselves. I'm going to run us through some few scriptures, and then we are going to create a pictorial view on our minds as to what really happened. Amen. Take this song with me. Calvary, my yes to me. Come on. I hope you know how to sing it. Let's all sing it. Let's start again. Calvary. Let me hear you. Let me hear you. Let me hear you. Eho na minha. I can't hear you. Good. Can we lift it a bit? Let's lift it bigger. Lift it. Just put yourself into the day. Get into it. Just get into it. Oh, my God, stop. Oh, He did it 2,000 years ago. He did it for you and I. Oh, Meche. Oh, come on. Let's sing it together. Oh yeah, up here. I'm telling you, the death on the cross was not just for the sake of it. Niase atati aseno na. Jesus, refresh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I say, no. Jesus, refresh. Jesus, me I say no now. Oh yeah, I want you to thank Him, everybody. Thank Him in your own way. Just thank the Lord in your own way. Thank Him in your own way. Thank Him for the cross of Calvary. Just thank Him. Oh, just thank Him for the cross. Hey, cobra on the lava sota. Oh, yes, Lord. Come on, wave your right hand. Let's go. Thank you. Put all your crown before the living God. And so we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the cross of Calvary. I want to give you 2 minutes more on this. I want everybody here, just thank Him. Oh, Osa ye mo
Stay tuned, but we'll be right back. You are welcome back to Beside the Still Waters.
When I remember what the Lord has done, I will never go back. Us through the sharing of your word. Establish your will in this place, that we will walk in your will in the name of Jesus. Grant your people listening ear and understanding heart. As we share in your scripture, Lord God, fill this place and let your words fill our hearts, never to forget. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Anyone who forgets what Christ has done for you as a child of God is making himself a great disservice, because he is the reason why we are even gathered here. Hallelujah. And every church, ecclesia, when the church meets together, they gather in his name. They gather in his name because of what he did on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Little time that I have, let's go to Matthew. Matthew chapter number 27. Portions have been read already. Verse 45, we'll read it down to somewhere. Amen. Now, from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness all over the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, shall we all read it together? Go. Lama sabachthani. Eli, Eli, Lama sabachthani. That is, let's read it together. Go. My God, why have you forsaken me? Now, at this time, he was in his natural element. Jesus Christ is made up of both the supernatural and the natural elements. And so, in his natural element, he felt the pain on the body, because the wounds and the pain as a result of the wounds were tearing his heart down. And so he cried to the Lord that, my God, why have you forsaken him, forsaken me? Indeed, he was forsaken, because at that time, he had taken upon himself the sins of humanity. And God, Jehovah, who hates sin, turned his face against him. Before them, Jesus Christ had the ability to be able to command fire even over the soldiers. But that was not for him to do. At that time, he had come down to our level, and he was just a human being like us. And so when going through the pain, he felt it. It was natural. It was very much felt on his body. And he felt that, no, at the time, he had been taken off from the supernatural level to the natural level. And so he felt like something had left him. And he said, my God, why have you forsaken him, forsaken me? Now, do you know what? God immediately turned his face towards him and responded to that prayer. Because at that time, he felt the cry of his only begotten son. He called on him because he was the only person he could call on. And he answered because behind the scenes, he knew that this man was blameless. This man was a righteous man. And so I must go to save my son. Hallelujah. What are we learning here? When you are in a trouble, you are in a kind of pain, you are in a kind of challenge on earth, your righteousness will speak before God for you. Hallelujah. He will not forget you. He will not forget you because you are his own. He will not forget you because you belong to him. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. Listen, brothers and sisters, let us trust in God. Hallelujah. In any situation, let's trust in God. Tell somebody, in any situation, trust in God. Verse 47. Some of those who stood there, when they heard that, said, "This man is calling for Elijah." Immediately one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink. The rest said, "Let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him." Oh my God. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Amen. When he yielded up his spirit, listen to what happened. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. Oh, come on. Give God praise. Because something was happening. It was not just an ordinary person who had died. It was the only begotten son who had given up the ghost. And so God must descend to show to men that this man is my only begotten son. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Now there was total darkness, the earthquake. And what was so interesting and important that, you know, biblical recorders recorded here, which everybody must take note of, is the fact that the curtain, I'll take you there pretty soon, that separated the Holy of Holies in the temple of God from the holy place was torn into two. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Hallelujah. Now, before I go, let's go to Exodus. Exodus chapter 26. Exodus 26, 31. We are going to look at, I want to show you the picture as to how it is. Now, you shall make a veil, this is God telling Moses, woven of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen. It shall be woven with an artistic design of cherubim. Amen. Let's go to the next one. Next one, please. Next verse. You shall hang it upon the four pillars of acacia wood over overlaid with gold. Their hooks shall be gold upon four sockets of silver. God is an artistic God. Amen. Do you know God loves gold? Do you know He loves silver? You think we have to be poor? He loves gold. Amen. I think we have to get some gold around here. Amen. All right, let's go on. Let's go to the next one. Yeah. And you shall hang the veil from the clasps. Then you shall bring the ark of the testimony in there, behind the veil. Do you see that? The veil shall be a divider for you between the holy place and the most holy. Let's go on. Let's go on. Let's go on. Let's go on. Let's do some more reading. Yeah. Amen. Is it the next one? You shall put... Now listen. Listen to this. The ark of the testimony which is put behind that veil. This is what is on it. You shall put the mercy seat upon the ark of the testimony in the most holy. Hallelujah. Let's go to 35. Verse 35, quickly. You shall set the table outside the veil and the lampstand across from the table on the side of the tabernacle toward the south, and you shall put the table on the north side. All right, enough of that. Now, I am interested in what's inside the most holy. We have the holy and the most holy. And in between the holy and the most holy, there was the veil. Now, this is what it is. The most holy place welcomes the high priest once a year. Now, he enters the place and he makes intercession for the people of God once a year by presenting the blood of animals. Did you hear that? Now, in this most holy place, in case the high priest enters the place and some way, somehow, the Lord strikes him, nobody was qualified to enter the most holy place. Otherwise, you will join the high priest to meet your ancestors. So you know what happened? They hung pomegranates, all right, at the edge of the robe of the high priest, so that in case he falls, in a way, the sound of the pomegranates will indicate that something has happened. Now, the high priest had the rope around his waist, so when he entered there and there was any eventuality, what happened was that the people of God used the rope to pull the high priest safely out of the most holy into the holy place, and if probably he is dead, they will cry at the holy place and not at the most holy. And so nobody was able to enter unless you were a high priest. But thanks be to God, our priest who is chosen according to the order of Melchizedek, on the day that he gave up the ghost, the Bible says that curtain that inhibited people from entering the holy, the most holy place, was torn into two and gave access to ordinary people like you and I, so that we could go straight and touch the mercy seat, that according to His mercy, you and I will be qualified to, oh my God, to be touched and be listened by God. So God be the glory for the things He has done. Give God some shout. Give Him some shout. Give Him some shout and wave your hands to the Lord. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. Because of that act, today we can go to the mercy seat. And mercy is undeserved favor.
We hope you have been inspired and transformed by Pastor Sammy Jechi. Stay blessed.